Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's Msaki, Cups of the Small on the production, vocalistic also. That's on the actual vocals. We also checked out Temps with Burning. Justin Timberlake and T.I. was also on your radio. It's 9:35. It's a Friday, and we've just been gossiping. That's all morning, okay? Mm. We were asking, and we still continue to ask, okay? Who are some of the legends that you know about that's just known for no apparent reason? They're just popular. You know, they are just, like, people just know them. And you wonder, where is he involved? Where is he from, even for that matter? There's a couple of names that came to the fore, Shaquan. I just really want to mention these names real quick. Makondo and Ramblem from Oshakati.
Ramblem?
Makondo and Ramblem, those guys were literally our childhood scary movies.
What? What did they do? We want to know.
probably one of those guys where if you see them oncoming,
you see them coming, you just take your valuables off and you put them there. And you're like, yeah. And then you walk the opposite direction.
It's all right, man. There was also another name that was mentioned here. Let me just quickly check here, Shaquan. We already mentioned Shindabina. We mentioned Rasta from Single Quarters. If you're missing somebody, well, you're more than welcome to hit us up now. But one name that kept on coming up throughout the whole morning, Shaquan, is Kapepe. We're like, young visiti Kapepe. You know, the man wouldn't understand Kapepe this, Kapepe that. As a matter of fact, there's a voice note here, Shaquan. Real quick, there's a voice note here that actually describes Kapepe's persona. Vast a voice note, you know, man. Shaquan, do you hear it? But it's fine. There we go. I think I found it. Hold on. Listen to this. Wait a minute.
Good morning.
And it's a nice guy.
Hola, good morning.
Good morning.
Kapepe is one of those guys, man. He knows everybody, especially people in high places. He got his fame, like, mostly through NFA.
Fame.
He's quite a loud mouth. And then he's not afraid to walk into a crowd and be the loudest. And, but he's a cool guy. Not those Okapi and these six things you guys are talking about there.
Yeah.
He's just an ordinary guy, but he's really loud. He knows how to get his way with people. Like, he knows how to talk himself into something or a company or an organization or I think somebody else will come up and tell you more about Kapepe also. But he is very well known.
Well, no one else will tell us about him. We've got Kapepe himself to tell us about him.
I'm on the line.
Asseblief. Kapepe!
Hey, Tada!
That's
all right.
Now, is it true what the voice note is saying about you, Buta?
Hey, I'm not the Dach of Akbar.
Oh.
I like him.
He knows you.
Yeah, they know me.
Hmm.
As I say, if you don't know Kapepe, you are not from Windhoek.
See?
I'm from Windhoek and I don't know Kapepe.
No. You know actually what is the problem?
Yeah.
Most of our childhood friends know us by the Christian name. But if you say you grew up in Katutura and you don't know this name Kapepe,
CJ. No, Kapepe, tell us about yourself, Buta. Like, where is it born and bred? Katutura is a hute. Like, tell us about yourself, Buta.
Okay. I have born and bred in Katutura, but most of the people know me as Werner Shikwambi. The Kapepe name is coming from the streets. Grew up in the dusty streets of Puliskamp. Before moving to Barula, is where my childhood started. Barula. So us, from Barula, we control like most locations like Grace Block, Single Quarters, Herolo Cassis is where we move.
Sure.
Where we move.
Okay.
Yeah. So how I became people's people is I think I inherited from my late mother.
Mm.
Yeah. So,
sorry, Kapebe, what was your late mother's name, Buta?
My late mother's name was Anna Khaland.
Mm. I'm sure the elders will know her most.
Mm.
They know her. Mm. Yeah. So, if you see how we grew up those days, and like now, like we have been taught things that will make sense at the end of the future. So I grew up in a house with bailiffs. So where I go, I just take out what is coming from home. That's why people laugh me in Namibia. I can go, for instance, there can be football or rugby or what in Wassersby. Mm. I call one. Everybody want me to stay there. Mm-hmm. It's how they know me.
They want to house you.
The people say, and people. And the reason why it became so popular, I think it started 1998, when I started moving with the late Robbie Savage.
You moved around with Robbie.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That was my guy. So when I started moving with Robbie, is where I started to go now to the high authorities, the late presidents, the ministers, and all those, through Robbie. Robbie was the first one introduced me to football. Like say, Pepe, you must come. You must come through the ball to the players. This was back in 1996. It's how Robbie brought me into football through ball boy.
Robbie Savage.
The mascot.
Yeah.
If Robbie was still alive,
yes.
Tell you the history, but you know, because I understand Robbie very nicely and well. Robbie is too fast. So many people cannot understand him.
Yeah,
so he will always say, call Pepe. Pepe will tell you. It's how I became famous and how I became loyal to many people.
Come on.
Through that Robbie.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Say over me, Buta. Okay. Look, I'm sure you're a football's person, work for Stanji.
Yeah.
But at heart, which team do you support?
Black Africa Sports Club.
Africa who does no flop story me, but I did.
Sorry.
Be the heart.
Oh.
Be the heart. Be the heart. Yeah.
Be the heart. Is a different party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Okay. No. Edimano can spiel of it.
Ah, also can spiel of a secret level bar. Distract man. Also spiel of distract me, bro. Ons was door, ons wordt gekend wordt. Als je in die dorp komt, als je in die school rond gaat. But I think we grew up very tough. So after football, there's nothing else. You went back to the streets. You try to be the man that you want to be. But save my soccer. I got employed early, 2006. NFA called me and said, no, you are working with Robbie. I think we need small head here. Yeah. It's how I started doing. Going to football, where I am today. Through football, I married the most beautiful lady in my life.
My man.
Wow, fantastic.
You see, I think if there was no football, I would have said it wrong when I was doing
it. Chiri.
It was under that stone. It was a stone cake. It was a stone, but it was a stone cake. It was a stone
cake.
Yeah. As I did that, it was a stone cake.
Sure. No, now that you're on the subject, Butane, it's people like you, Versanji, it's people like you that need to speak to our lighties today, man. Versanji, I'm going to give you the floor right now, Grote.
Yeah.
Speak directly to these lightikis. Speak directly to them and then we call it a day.
Yeah. Okay. My young brothers and sisters out there, this world that we are living in is very tough. What you must do, stay away from drugs and alcohol abuse. Drugs and alcohol will take you nowhere. Obey your parents, go to school, finish school. After you finish your school, look to your bright future. Because don't follow the footsteps that we follow. It's just because of our fame that we got on the streets, that we are today parents, husbands, fathers, grandfathers. But kids, don't allow the streets to ruin your life or your best friends. Stay away from best friends. Try to go closer to church, socialize with people that have got common sense. But the streets will give you nothing, my kids. So for all the guys who sing, yeah, Ekasi Hot, Ekasi Jita, Exalted Market 11, I'm wearing a Okapi, I'm wearing what? My friend, my brother, you will not make it in life.
Mm.
You will end up in hospital or you will end up school of hard knocks. Then you will say, who? Your friends, you can move for friends. But your friends will go one side, you will go one side. And for the, especially these young girls and boys still in school, concentrate, obey your teachers. Be a right student or a learner in class for you to achieve your future that you want to become. And this ones who think, yeah, the humbly, the smoking, that is future things. First finish your school, obey what you must obey. After varsity, or you say, I have my house, I have my what, then you can start with those things. But I just want to tell the young kids, stay away from the streets. The streets have nothing for you. That's all that I want to say. It is a message loud and clear.
Nah, loud and clear. Yeah.
Loud and clear, man. And also, we just wanted to, there's one of our listeners here who listens from Germany now. She says, shout out to Kapepe. I want to be friends with him. It said this girl. but then we also just wanted to let you know that we got your number from Shimbuera.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one that sent it to us. Finally, Sterno.
That one. He knows how I grew up. I took him from kindergarten. I tell to grade 7, I took him to school. Then he cried, then the mother said, I will not call Kapepe now. He was afraid for me. He know me by head. Yeah, those are the boys that I feed and took to school.
Yeah.
So he will know me.
Awe, Kapepe.
Yeah.
Inspirational, man. Nah, dankie grootte, man. We appreciate it. We wish you all the best. Maybe sometime we can even have him studio than Chilo's Biggie, man. Woo.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. And also to anyone who's listening right now, for context, Kapepe actually listens to our show every day.
Yes, we didn't know. We didn't know.
And he's been on the WhatsApp line. He shares traffic updates. Oh, we did not know. But now we do.
Thank you, man.
If I start my car, going to drop the kids and my wife at school, my baby will say, put on Oba Dendel. I used to it already. Then I said, no, the show is starting 7:30. Just put on, maybe it will start early today.
Yes.
Like Fridays, the singing.
Yeah.
She loves it. Then she sings, then she said, no, those kids, they don't know. We are used to it, man. Yeah.
Wow. Beautiful.
Yeah, man, thank you, man, Kapepe. We appreciate you, my good sir.
Okay, sure.
That's right. Let's leave it at that. On the other side, we say bye. We've got Wycliffe lined up, as well as Oxlade.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.